Well, thank you very much, Erie. We love Erie. We've been winning Erie right from the beginning. You know, Erie used to be a Democrat stronghold until we came along. It's no longer. It's a Republican. It's a Trump stronghold. We love Erie. We love you people, hardworking people. I'm thrilled to be back in the beautiful Commonwealth of Pennsylvania with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots. For 7 years, you and I have been fighting side by side to rescue our nation from the sinister forces who truly hate it and want to destroy it. And some of those are from within. We do know that. We do know that. Now we're approaching the most important battle of our lives. With your help, we are going to win the Pennsylvania primary very easily, actually. And we're going to evict crooked Joe Biden from the White House. We're going to take back our country, and we're going to make America great again. Under Biden, millions of illegal aliens have trespassed across our borders. It's been an invasion. This has been an invasion. Millions and millions of people. The middle class is being decimated by horrific inflation. Pennsylvania energy workers are being brutalized by Biden's destructive Green New Deal. Green New Deal. Green New Deal will destroy our country. Savage criminals are being set loose in Democrat-run cities while innocent Republicans are being viciously persecuted. Men are competing in women's sports. Can you believe that? Not anymore. Not anymore. Day one, that'll end. And the worst and most incompetent president of all time is stumbling us right into the brink of nuclear war. You know that's happening. I said that a long time ago. That's happening. But all of that ends when we win a crushing victory on November 5th, 2024. On day one of my new administration, I will seal the border. And by the way, we want people to come in, but they have to come in legally. Legally. I will save the economy. I will purge the deep state. And I will prevent World War III, which is where we're headed. Not only is crooked Joe Biden the most incompetent president in American history, he can't even put two sentences together. Joe Biden is the most corrupt president in American history. The Biden's colossal scams, money laundering, and criminality make Hillary Clinton look like a very beautiful angel. Just think of what he's been revealed to have done in just the last few weeks alone. A really great guy, Chairman James Comer, and Senator Chuck Grassley, and working with some of the finest people. They really are. Jim Jordan, so many fine people, released a bombshell FBI document laying out a massive bribery scheme in which Hunter and Joe Biden shook down a Ukrainian energy boss. Shook him down. An energy boss, a big one, for $10 million so that, as the executive said, Hunter could protect us through his dad from all kinds of problems. Well, can you imagine if I did that one? That wouldn't work out too well. It was also revealed this week that Hunter's business partner witnessed Hunter put foreign business associates on the phone with Crooked Joe at least 24 times. Let's see what happens with that, including with the corrupt Ukrainian energy company that Joe claimed he knew absolutely nothing about. I don't know anything about it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know anything about my son's business. My son's business? Remember during the debate, I said, what about your son's business? What about China? Nothing to do with China. They took in millions. But so much more money pours in, and Joe, he knew all about it. It was a big lie. That was the big lie. This is the biggest scandal in U.S. history and perhaps the world, and yet the media doesn't want to report on it. The fake news right over there. A lot of it. They don't want to report on it. They want Pulitzer Prize for covering Russia, right? And then it turned out to be false. They have to turn back their Pulitzer Prizes pretty soon. The Bidens got millions of dollars from Ukraine. Now Ukraine gets billions and billions of dollars from the American taxpayer. Joe Biden is compromised. He's dragging us into a global conflict on behalf of the very same country, Ukraine, that apparently paid his family all of these millions of dollars. In light of this information, the U.S. Congress should refuse to authorize a single additional payment of our depleted stockpiles. Did you see last week? Last week, he said, we have no ammunition. The United States, you know, I rebuilt the military. We had so much ammunition. We had to buy storage, massive storage bins for it. It's almost gone. First of all, that shouldn't have happened. But who would release that? Who would say that? That was classified information, wasn't it, huh? But the weapons stockpiles to Ukraine until the FBI, DOJ, and IRS hand over every scrap of evidence they have on the Biden crime family's corrupt business dealings. We have to know, and the public deserves to know. In addition, Congress should immediately vote to block Joe Biden's recent call-up of reserve forces. We're sending now troops over to Europe to fight. We're sending troops to fuel this escalating conflict. Not a single American life should be put at risk because crooked Joe Biden has been illegally paid off. He's been paid off. This is a corrupt president. And you know what? I would have never said that. I have too much respect for the office of the presidency, and I never said that. I can't say great things about him because he's been a horrible president, but I would never say. But you know what? Now we have to take the gloves off because they took the gloves off, so we take the gloves off. And Europe should be paying their fair share. They're not. They're paying a tiny fraction. We're in for $200 billion. They're in for $22 billion. And it affects them much more than it affects us. Also, last week, two highly credible whistleblowers from the IRS, including a self-described Democrat, testified that the corrupt Department of Injustice obstructed the criminal investigation into the Biden's gigantic violations of taxes. The witnesses also stated that they were totally prohibited from investigating the crimes of crooked Joe Biden. They couldn't do it. You know, I took the name away from Hillary. You know that, right? Because that's over. Hopefully she's gone. Otherwise, we'll have to bring it back. When he goes, we'll bring it back. No, I took it away. I took it away. Because it was the most descriptive. And I don't like doing two. You know, we have enough words in this world. But I took it off Hillary. So now we call her, right? Beautiful, beautiful Hillary. Hillary, beautiful. So beautiful. She's so beautiful. And he's Crooked Joe. We called him Sleepy Joe. We had a number of names. I like Crooked Joe the best because it's probably the most accurate. The Republicans have to do something about this. The biggest complaint I get, and we have some unbelievable congressmen that I'm going to introduce, and they are not the problem. But I have to tell you, congressmen, and you complain about it too, but the biggest complaint that I get is that the Republicans find out this information and then they do nothing about it. They don't do anything about it, right? Kelly knows, he knows. They do. And it all dies, you know, they die. The radical lunatic Democrats, they impeach me, they indict me, they rig our elections. And the Republicans just don't fight the way they're good people, but they don't fight the way they're supposed to fight. The others are dirty, sick players, and the Republicans are very high class. They've got to be a little bit lower class, I suspect. They sit back and they say, they have other priorities. We have to look at other things. Any Republican that doesn't act on Democrat fraud should be immediately primaried and get out. Out. And we have some. You know, you show them the fact, 10 million here, 10 million there, this came in, that came in, that came in. Oh, that's too bad. But we have to worry about other things. You don't have to worry about other things. You got to stop it. You got to stop it. They play a different game. These people are corrupt as hell, and they play a different game. They play a much tougher game of hardball, and the Republicans have to play like these two guys and these three people, actually four people that we have. They have to play tough. And they have to be, and honestly, and if they're not willing to do it, we got a lot of good, tough Republicans around, then people are going to run against them, and people are going to win, and they're going to get my endorsement every single time, and they're going to win because we win almost every race when we endorse. When we win the election, a little more than a year from now, I will appoint a real special prosecutor to expose the monumental corruption of the Biden crime family once and for all. And unlike the witch hunt that I've been going through ever since we came down that beautiful escalator in Trump Tower, they will be properly prosecuted. I promise you that. They will be looked at. Everything will be very fair, of course. But if they're guilty, I happen to think they must be. Boy, it's a lot of money taken in for people. Took in millions and millions, and then they say they're not. No, they have to be. We have to bring our nation back. We have to bring our borders back. We have to bring our fair elections back. We have to do it right. And they've broken the veil by indicting me with this ridiculous. These are ridiculous indictments. And all they're doing is hoping for massive election interference. That's all they want to do. They want to damage the leading candidate, by the way, leading by far, I have to say. DeSantis is gone. DeSantis is gone. He's just about over. I think if he ever made a comeback, it would be the greatest comeback in political history. He's gone. I endorsed him. He was gone before I endorsed him. I endorsed him. You know that, right? I endorsed him. I said, all right. He came in crying, please, please, you'll do it. I said, you couldn't get, you're so far behind, you couldn't win if George Washington and Abraham Lincoln came back from the dead. You couldn't win. No, no. Sir, if you endorse me, I'll win. I'll win. So, you know, he worked on the impeachment hoax number one and impeachment hoax number two, two of the many hoaxes that I had to go through. But he was just one of many, many guys. These guys worked much harder. Kelly, Muser, they worked much, much harder. Much harder. You guys worked much harder. But he did a little bit that I didn't know the man he was running against. His name's Adam Putnam, good man. Although I heard he was a rhino, so I feel a little bit better, but actually. But I didn't know him. So I said, let's give it a shot, Ron. And he's down so much, like 30, 40 points. In one night, he is leading by a lot. Then we had him get past a guy named Pullum, who was at the time the hottest guy in the Democrat Party. Stacey Abrams being the female version. Stacey Abrams and Pullum. These were the two hottest politicians in the Democrat Party. And Ron said, I don't think I'll be able to beat him. I said, Ron, we'll do a couple of rallies. We did three rallies. They were massive. I said, Ron, you're going to win. I don't think so. He ends up winning. Then 3 years later, they say, will you run against the president? Will you run against the president? He says, I have no comment. I said, that means he's running. This son of a bitch is running against me. I got him elected. He's running. So I tell that story, even though all of my wonderful geniuses that we do have a good campaign going, I have to say. But my wonderful geniuses, my consultants and people that you have, they say, sir, people don't care about loyalty in this business. I say, I think they do. See, I think they do. I think a story like that means something to people. But they say I'm wrong. But so far, the polls have proven, because he has taken a dive like few people have seen before. You know, it's funny. All of his big donors, he had a lot of big donors. And they were all maybe sort of, they don't love me because I'm very much anti-business with China. You know what? I'm a person that puts America first. These people want to put the globe first, right? So they don't love me. But I read stories where, you know, these big rich guys, they're all guys that I know very well. And they're sort of leaning toward him, and they're going with him. And, you know, this is like 6 months ago. They're going to go with him. I think they're going to go with him because he's a globalist, basically, right? He's a Paul Ryan disciple. Anybody a Paul Ryan disciple, you don't want him, believe me. Guy's a loser. But look, look, he had to leave because he couldn't have won. He was out. But remember this. When they say, when the people, they're all with him. They're all set. They're going with him. We're going with the sanctimonious. And then last week, I started getting phone calls 2, 3, 4 weeks ago. Hi, President. I just called to say hello. What are the big donors? Oh, I thought you were with DeSantis. No, weren't you with DeSantis? Sometimes referred to as DeSanctimonious. Never referred to as DeSantis. Never. Of course, he did change his name in the middle of the campaign. You know that, right? Are we having fun? What the hell? It's a Saturday afternoon. We have nothing to do. We got these great congressmen that we got to make sure they're in good shape, and they will be. They actually don't need any of my help. They're here because they love me and I love them. They don't need my help, these guys. But, you know, so they call up these rich guys. They call. I'm richer than they are. But they call up. And they say, and I'll put as much money into the campaign as I need. Believe me, if we need to do it, we need to do it. But you know, the money that comes in is the small money that comes in for us. No Republicans ever had that. Millions of dollars of small money. We're $31. I think it's a $31 to $61 average. And that means people love us. And by the way, those people vote. The rich guys are in the south of France on their yacht. They don't vote, you know. They just give money for obvious reasons. But now I'm getting calls from guys that I read about from 6 months ago. I didn't care. It didn't matter to me. But they were going with him. We're going with you. We think we do. You know, change. They want to change. No, we want to go back to what we had for 4 years. We had something that was so special. One of these guys, Coke. You ever hear of Coke? So Coke, he says, a couple of months ago, said, I had the best 4 years I've ever had during the Trump administration. I believe I'll be supporting DeSantis. I said, what the hell is that all about? The guy admits, maybe that's called inheritance. The guy admits he's had the best 4 years he's ever had. He's got his support. But so now they're all calling me, and they go like this. Ring, ring. So-and-so's on the phone. Oh, hello. President, I was just calling to say hello. I said, you mean you're just calling to say that you've been looking at the recent poll numbers? That's real. They're not stupid. They see what's happening. So he's lost all of I think he's lost every high roller. And they said, what's his problem? I said, he's got no personality. I could have told you that a long time ago. A politician needs a little personality, but I think he's over. And, you know, we just got some polls. We're going to go over the polls in a couple of seconds. Remember when I used to do the polls? Remember? But I only did them when we were doing well. When we were doing poorly, I never talked about polls. I said, what polls? But for the most part, we were always doing pretty well. But we have one where Ramaswamy is now leading him in Ohio. Ramaswamy. You know why he's leading him? Because he says Trump's been a great president. I like guys that I'm running against that say I've been a great president. Vote Ramaswamy. So it's been an incredible time, but all of these high rollers are now calling me, sir, I'd love to have dinner with you. I said, you didn't want to have dinner 6, 7 months ago so much, right? But you know you're doing well when all of those guys are calling, and they're not giving him very much. I don't think they're giving him anything. They're giving him a lot of nice talk. Hey, Ron, keep working. You're doing wonderfully. Now, last night he had a very bad reception, very, very bad, in a state called Iowa. Very important. First in the nation. We kept it there. I kept it there. You know, I got the farmers, Pennsylvania, Iowa, all over. $28 billion from China. I got the farmers, $28 billion. And I made a very bold statement. I said, let me tell you, First of all, I think we're leading in Iowa by 39 points. That's a lot. But I said before that, before I saw any poll, I said, there's no way I lose Iowa, Nebraska, Pennsylvania's big farm stuff. There's no way I lose any of these states because I got them $28 billion from China. And many of you, if you're a farmer, you can raise your hand because I know you opened up big checks. Who else is going to get you $28 billion? I took in hundreds of billions of dollars from China. No other president took in 10 cents. Nothing. But I got, out of the hundreds of billions of dollars, I went to the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue. I said, Sonny, let me ask you a question. How much hurt did China put on our great farmers? Comes back 3 days later, sir, it's about $28 billion over a three-year period. I said, that's okay. We're going to give $28 billion to our farmers. Who the hell else is going to do that? And then you think I'm going to lose? So I said to the fake news back there, I say, I got the farmers $28 billion. Do you think they're going to vote against me? I don't think so. I don't think so. When this battle is over, I'll be back in the White House and the Bidens will have to justify all of the corruption that they've done. They're going to have to do it. They're doing everything they can to ruin this election, just like they ruined the last. And look at what happened to our country. Look at what happened to our country. They tried to do damage right from the day I came down that escalator. They did damage before your very eyes. Joe Biden is hard to believe this because I almost don't believe it's him. I'm telling you. I think it's people that surround him. I don't know. Does he know what the hell is going on? But they're weaponizing. He's weaponizing the people that are around him. He's got people, Lisa Monaco, people in the Justice Department, Meritless Garland. You got people around him, not stupid people. They're smart people. They're vicious people. They're Marxists. They're communists. And they're doing things. You know what they do? It's like the old story. Sign here, sir! What am I signing? Sir, it's wonderful for our nation. Oh, it's okay. Good. Then it turns out to be like we will defund the police. Sign right here, sir. This is a great thing. You're going to love it. What does it say? Oh, it has to do with our police department. Oh, that sounds so exciting. Let me sign. Da, da, da. Then 2 days later, Biden signs bill to defund the police, you know? Now, to cover up his crimes, they target his political enemies. You see all this stuff coming out about Hunter, and then they hit us with another thing yesterday because they want to take away the news cycle. These are vicious, bad people. As you know, Biden has ordered his top political opponent to be arrested. I got to be arrested. They want to arrest me. That's only because we're winning. You know, think of it. He wants me arrested. They never taught me that at the Wharton School of Finance, right in Philadelphia. We didn't have a course on arrest. We didn't have a course on indictment. We had courses on other things, positive things. But right here in Philadelphia, great old Philadelphia, I love the city. What, has that city gone to hell or what? Man. I used to, when I was going to school there, we could walk down the streets. People would go that have the subs, right? The subs that have all sorts of things. It was great. Now it's so dangerous. You can't walk outside to buy a loaf of bread. It's horrible. It's horrible what's happened. But we have to pay great homage to our police, what they put up with. They put up with more than I put up with. But now the Biden administration is trying to make it illegal to even question the results or the outcome of an election. If you question the rigged election, you're a conspiracy theorist. They don't want to talk about it because they cheated like nobody's ever cheated. But only a party that cheats in elections would try to make it illegal to question them. They don't want them questioned. You look at Georgia, look at all of the things. In fact, I think on Monday or Tuesday, they're having a meeting, a very big group, very smart group. They're having a meeting to show that they found a lot of election fraud. If you can't challenge a rigged election, then you don't have free speech. And if you don't have free speech. You don't have a democracy anymore. You have tyranny. You have tyranny. And we've got to get smart and we've got to get tough. We need free and fair elections and we need borders. We need those two things. Just like when they used to say, you know, we built 500 miles of wall. When they used to say about walls, the Democrats, oh, we don't need walls. We'll do it with computers flying in the air, right? Said, no, two things you need always for the next 1,000 years and for the past 5,000 years. Wheels and walls. A wheel and a wall. Every computer changes. Everything's different. You know, you develop a new brand of computer. Within about 2 months, it's obsolete. But a wheel doesn't change and a wall doesn't change. There are two things at work. And it's the same thing with our democracy. We need fair elections. Or we need borders. We have to stop the invasion of people into our country. And you know who's coming in? Prisoners. People from mental institutions, terrorists, are coming into our country. And millions and millions and millions of people. So why didn't the corrupt Marxist prosecutors bring these radical and unjustified charges against me 2.5 years ago? They had 2.5 years. 2.5 years. Nobody even knew they were looking at it. I don't think they were. But they waited 2.5, almost 3 years, so that they could bring them right in the middle of my presidential election, because it's election interference. These are crooked people. Now, this deranged lunatic named Jack Smith, who's been overturned unanimously by the Supreme Court, he's tried to destroy many lives. You ever see the picture of the guy? It's like central casting. Deranged Jack Smith and the DOJ will probably bring another case along with the DA. We have a racist DA in crime-ridden Atlanta. Atlanta, I loved Atlanta. I loved Atlanta, like Philadelphia. I love Philadelphia. But it's the worst per capita crime city in the whole country. And worse than Chicago. Can you believe what's happened in Chicago? They're all bad, run by Democrats, all bad. Every one of them is horrible. But I love Atlanta. So they have a DA there that doesn't do anything about crime. All she does is focus. Let's get Trump. We got to get him. He made a phone call. It was so perfect. It was so good. This was better than the perfect call I made to Ukraine. He made a phone call. So they've been working on that. But why didn't they bring this 2.5 years ago? Why didn't they bring deranged Jack Smith January 6th? Why didn't they bring that 2.5 years ago? Said perfect things. Peacefully and patriotically. Did you ever hear Maxine Waters and Schumer and these other people talking in their speeches? We will get you, Kavanaugh. We will get you. We will hit you like you've never been hit before, right? You know? That's okay. But if you say peacefully and patriotically, like in my speech, these people are sick, and they are really the deranged. And this guy's the most deranged of all. They brought him in. They brought him in because let's get the toughest, most deranged human being that we can find and put him in charge of Trump, because they want to take away our election. We're leading Biden by a lot, and they want to try and demean and hurt us, all of us. You know, they're not indicting me. They're indicting you. I just happen to be standing in their way. That's all it is. But what you're witnessing, thank you. What you're witnessing is a continuation of the single greatest witch hunt of all time. This is prosecutorial misconduct, and its primary purpose is to steal another election. They're all in a very coordinated attack, trying to take away our election of 2024. They rigged the presidential election of 2020. We're not going to allow them to rig the presidential election of 2024. Every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it actually a great badge of honor. I do. It's a great badge of honor. Because I'm being indicted for you. She's saying, that's good. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I believe the you is more than 200 million people that love our country. I believe that. It's 200 million people. And never forget that our enemies want to stop me because I am the only one who's going to be able to stop them. These characters that you're watching up there, they're not stopping anybody. And you know what? They'll be hit. The first day in office, they'll make up a witch hunt about them. It's not going to be sanctimonious, he said. But, you know, take any one of them. They'll say, did you know this and that? They'll give it to the fake news. Like the report, the dossier, the fake dossier. Remember the fake dossier? It was all fake. Sir, do you know anything about Russia? I remember when people would come up to me. Sir, may I ask you a question? Yeah. Do you know anything about Russia? No, not really. What's wrong with Russia? What's going on? This is during the campaign, previous to winning. 2015, even. Sir, do you know anything about Russia? Like, after about six guys said that, I said, what the hell is going on with Russia? They set out, Mike, a fake story about Russia. They checked phone calls, millions of phone calls that I made, none to Russia. They went through a whole thing. After 2.5 years, they had 18 radical, think of it, they had 18 radical Democrats. They found no collusion. Took 2.5 years. They spent $50 million. Now they're going through. They've spent $28 million on me on the boxes hoax. And Biden has about 20 times more boxes than me. They spent almost no money on him. It's a weaponized system, and it's a two-tier system of injustice. If these corrupt persecutions of our people succeed, they will complete their takeover of this country and destroy your way of life forever. And you know what? Once that happens, this country is going to be in turmoil. There's really no coming back. We have one chance to save it, and that chance is called 2024. It's the one chance we have. They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. I will not let that happen. I could have been home right now. I could have been playing golf. I actually hit the ball quite well. Very long. You know, if they gave you a test based on distance and things, they should do it. Because, Joe, I don't think he could reach. See those seats right over there? I think a long drive would be that gentleman with the Make America Great Again shirt on for Joe. No, no, I could be home. I could be doing other things. I said, what are we doing today? Sir, you're going to Erie, Pennsylvania. You're going to make a speech. I said, oh. But actually, I love it. Actually, I love it. I love it. I do love it. And I love you and I love the people because you've been so supportive. I mean, really, you really have been amazing. You have been amazing. And we got screwed. You know, we were leading in Pennsylvania at 9 o'clock in the evening by hundreds of thousands of votes. It was over. And then all of a sudden, I said, what the hell happened? And the fake press didn't want to call it. But I said, why aren't they calling Pennsylvania? And even the first time, we were leading by enough that they could have called it much earlier. They just refused to call it. Because in my opinion, they were trying to cheat and they couldn't quite pull it off. And Hillary Clinton famously said, why the hell didn't they do that for me? Why didn't they do that for me? She's a very angry woman. They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. That's what it's all about. And it's no wonder the swamp is getting truly desperate as they see us leading in these polls. So I have some of them with me. I just happened to have it. Just happened. In the most recent, very respected Rasmussen poll, we're leading DeSanctimonious by 44 points. 44 points, that's a lot. We're leading them by 44 points, 57 to 13. Mike Pence is at 5. Well, no. No. Sad. It's sad. And I don't like to see the way he's being treated, but Mike is at 5. But the everyone's lower than that. I mean, other people are at 1 and 2 and 0. Sir, will you debate? Will you debate? You know, they're all asking me that question. Sir, will you stand up there against a hostile network? Fox. Will you stand up there against a hostile network? Remember the question I was asked by Megyn Kelly a long time ago? By the way, she's gotten religion. She's gotten religion. But, and stand up, listen, with like 10 or 12 guys that have 0, 1, 2, 3. I may have 75, 78, 79. And I'm going to listen to some guy like Ada Hutchinson. I call him Ada because he's boring. I don't know why he hates me. You know, I won Arkansas by a landslide. How the hell did that guy ever become governor of Arkansas? That's what I'm trying to figure out. But am I going to stand up there by guys with 0, 1, 2, 3%, maybe 4, and have them ask me hostile questions? And if I don't go to the debate, they say, I'm not saying this, but they say that the ratings are going to be very bad. So if I agree to do the debates, I get hit by a hostile network, but I also get hit by all these guys. And they are professional politicians. I mean, they're not stupid people. They just happen to be at 0. And they say, what about this, President Trump? What about this? And I look at the guy and say, you're at 0. You're asking me these questions. But, you know, you want to have a smart president. And I think if you see me up there, even if I do well, I like the debates. I think I probably maybe won the presidency because of the debates. But at a certain point, you say, why are we doing these things? Why are we doing these things? So we'll see what happens. I haven't made a commitment one way or the other. Should I do them or not? Hold it. No, wait a minute. Wait. Now take your entertainment cap, because for entertainment, everyone's going to say, do them. But now put on your political cap, right? We have to save our country. We have to win. Should I get up there with 10 or 12 hostile people and a hostile network and be abused with terrible questions? Okay, are you ready? So I'll go, should we do the debate or should we? Should we do the debate? Should we not do the debate? You people just want entertainment. I don't know. What do you guys think? Yes, Mike? They're saying no. Fred, no? In the most recent Harvard-Harris poll, we're up by 40 points over to Sanctimonious he's all the way down to 12. Remember, he was surging at about 30. By the way, we were still winning, but we're winning much more since the persecution, by a lot more. And by the way, my women from North Carolina, would you please stand up? Look at this. They're beautiful women, and they, of course, you're not allowed to say that anymore. That could be the end of my political career. I called them beautiful. I'm sorry. I apologize for calling. Now, look, they're beautiful women, happily married. What number is this that you've come to, Rally? About 100. Yeah, it's about 100. Can you imagine? And sometimes they bring their husbands. And the husbands are nice. Oh, they're pointing. They're over there. You mean they couldn't get the good seats? You got the good seats. No. They've been, look at them. They're so incredible. And they've been to now, think of this. Where are the husbands? Stand up. You got to be kidding. They put them in the bleachers. That's great. Well, they're great families. North Carolina, thank you very much. Oh. The front row Joes, please stand up. These people, you are so amazing. So we're really, you know, we're going to start this whole thing. This is just, we did this a little bit early because we wanted to get it. It's hot. It's miserable. It's the dog days, they call it. But we're going to be really heavy hitting around October. And we're going to remember you in October. You've always been there from us in good times and bad. Front row Joes. Thank you, darling. They come out here sometimes 5 days early to make sure they get seats. So we love you. We do. Thank you very much. All of you. And thank you from North Carolina. In the most recent Harvard-Harris poll, we're up 40 points, with Trump at 52 and DeSantis at 12. And actually, it's very interesting because there's a lot of people on his heels. And we're dominating Biden in the general election, very importantly. We are at 45, and he's at 40. Don't forget, the Democrats start off with a big advantage. They think they have the unions. I happen to think the unions, the workers, except for the corrupt officials that head the unions. I mean, I've seen unions where the guy's a total Democrat, there's nothing you can do, and they end up getting fired because they endorse Hillary or they endorse Biden. But we have a lot of the people in the unions with us. I think we have largely a majority. But they have civil service, and they have others. They have people. I don't want to go into it exactly, because people will say that's not a nice thing to say. But they have a base of 35 or so, and we start off with nothing. You got to win that whole East Coast. You got to do exactly as we did, and actually as we did twice. We did it twice. We have to do it now a third time. We're going to do it a third time. But we're up 5 points. And very importantly, because, you know, they keep talking about the independent voters, we're up 18 points among independent voters over Biden. And in the newest, just came out, Echelon poll, the Echelon poll of swing states, we're trouncing Biden by 7 points. And the big new premise poll, we're beating Biden by 43-39, with DeSantis losing to Biden 33-38 in other polls. I'm leading Biden by 6, 7, 8, and 11 points, while DeSantis is losing to Biden in every single case. And when asked, and this is very important because it's the economy, stupid, right? It's the economy, stupid. We've heard that line for a long time, and there's a lot of truth to it. But I think in this case, there's a lot of truth to borders, and there's a lot of truth to militaries and not doing what we did in Afghanistan because we have an incompetent leader. Getting out was fine. Getting out with dignity and strength, not stupid, the stupidest, most embarrassing thing ever in our country's history. When asked who's the best to improve the economy, it's Trump, 54, to DeSantis, 18. In Iowa, we're leading 55-11. In New Hampshire, great state, we're leading 59-12. And in South Carolina, we're leading 65-10. And we're leading by a similar number in Nevada. We're doing great. Nevada came out, yeah, it's like 65-10. We're leading by a lot. And we're going to keep it that way. You know, the characters in the bow, oh, they got some beauties back there. They got some real. They have one very good one, though, actually. One is a lot, but they got some beauties. But, you know, they were saying you always have an ebb and flow, right? So you're leading. Like right now, we're leading by a lot. A lot of people say DeSantis is dropping out of the race. I don't know that that's true, but I wouldn't be surprised. He should. Because I think he's absolutely killed himself for 28, you know? But remember the loyalty thing. He wouldn't be there except for me. And then he said, I have no comment. And we know what that meant. No comment means he's running. But he's really hurt himself. But I hear he's dropping out. But I will say this. We're going to make this country so strong. We're going to make our country so great. We're going to have so many victories again. We had victories. We didn't have wars. Russia respected us. Putin respected me. Putin would never have gone into Ukraine if I were. But never, ever, ever. I knew him very well. You know, the fake news hates when I say I knew him well. They hate when I say I got along with him. No, it's good to get along. They have more nuclear weapons than us, or just about the same, but a little more than us. Can you imagine that? They have big nuclear. Nobody ever talks about that. They talk about the war. They never mention that. And it's a very dangerous position to be in. We're in a very stupid, dangerous position right now. And you know what? If Europe doesn't start paying for this, can you imagine with us being at $200 billion and them being at $25 billion? Can you imagine? How stupid are we? We can't have this. But Putin would have never gone in. And it was the apple of his eye. I talked to him about it a lot. I said, Vladimir, don't do it. And then I said things to him that you don't want to know, but I said, it's going to really be bad. It's going to be so bad for you if you do it. And He never did it. He said, you wouldn't do that. I said, yes, I will. He said, you wouldn't do that. I said, yes, I will. I'm telling you, I will. And he didn't believe me, but you know what? He believed me 10%. That's all he needed. That's all he needed, 10%. And you know what I'm talking about, the three of you, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. Same thing with President Xi in Taiwan. You look at what he's got, ships circling, he's got planes. They didn't have planes flying over Taiwan. They didn't have ships with me. And I told them, don't do it. If you do it, it's going to be really bad. It's going to be so bad, you have no idea. And again, look, we're 9,500 miles away. They're 70 miles away. Okay? They're 70 miles. But I don't want it on my watch. Wouldn't have been on my watch, I tell you right now. And I said to him very strongly, I said, don't do it, because if you do it, here's what's going to happen. He said, no way. I said, way. Way, way. He said, no, you won't do it. You know, a lot of Democrats agree that if I were president, there would not have been Ukraine attack, and there would not have been this thing going on with Taiwan right now. And a lot of them agree. A lot of them agree. But he was very much the same as Putin. Just we used the name of different cities. That's all we use. Different cities, different places. He said, no way you would do that. I said, no, I will. I will. I tell you. And he didn't believe me. But he also believed me 10%. But I tell the story about France. They were going to put a big tax on, big tax on the United States. We're going to tax their country. You know, France is difficult. Macron is a great guy. I think he's a great guy, but, you know, he's a wise guy. And I said, tell you what you do. Give it to Mnuchin. See if you can negotiate, because we're not going to have our companies pay tax. A big tax, by the way. If you're an American company, you do business in France, they want to tax the company. I said, that's not fair. Now, do you think Biden would think that? Biden wouldn't think at all about it, because, by the way, they're now imposing it on Biden. So I gave them 2 weeks. I said, do it. I don't want that tax on. That's bullshit. And you know what? They went out, came back, sir, they've passed it, and I don't think there's any stopping it. I said, why do you say that? I get 2 more days. They came back. We can't stop it. I called up Macron. I said, Mr. President, oh, yes, Donald, I like you so much. I said, thank you so much. And I do. I get along great with the guy. He's liberal, but that's okay. I get along great with the president of Mexico. He's a socialist, but I have a lot of respect for him. We did great things. He gave us 28,000 soldiers free of cost to stop people from coming into our country. But I said to Macron, you can't put the tax. Oh, Donald, I am sorry. I have already done this. It has passed the equivalent of our legislature. And I'm so sorry. I am so sorry, but I have done this. I said, no, you haven't. Oh, no, you don't understand. Yes, I have. I said, no, you haven't done it. Because if you have done it, I am going to impose a 100% tax tariff on all wines and champagnes coming into the United States from France. And he said, no, Donald. No, you cannot do that. That would not be fair. I said, no, that would be very fair. Every single bottle of your crap that comes into this country will have a 100% tax, champagnes and wines. You have 5 minutes to tell me what you want to do. I will call you back. Calls me back in 2 minutes. We have decided to end the tax on American companies. Now, do you think anybody, and now they're putting that tax on, by the way, just so you know. There's nobody fighting it. How about Cuba? I got a tremendous Cuban vote in Florida. Tremendous Cuban vote. China is building military places and forts and everything, installations. They're building military in Cuba, 71 miles off our coast. And the fake news doesn't even talk about it. When I heard this, and for Cuban Americans, with that happening, you can forget about ever going back to Cuba. China's taking over Cuba. And Biden doesn't do anything. The reason he doesn't, because he's compromised. He's taken in so much money from China that he's afraid, because they know how much money they've given, and he can't have them reveal that to the courts and to Congress and to Jim Jordan and Jamie Comer. He can't have them reveal. So he's sitting there. He's a totally compromised president. He is a Manchurian candidate, okay? Now think of it. Can you believe they are building military installations in Cuba? And hardly anybody. When I heard that about 3 months ago, I said, this is the biggest story. This is going to blow up. There's no way. I will get them out within 48 hours. I think within 48 hours. I think within 48 hours. They will leave. And I have a very good relationship with President Xi, which was greatly disturbed with the China virus. I must be honest with you. Before that, you know, we made the greatest trade deal ever with China. They buy $50 billion worth of our product. And we took in, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars of tariffs. No other president took in 10 cents. Hundreds of billions. We did great with China. But I had a lot of respect for him. He had a lot of respect for me. He had a lot of respect for our country. They no longer respect our country. You saw Janet Yellen the other day bowing and bowing, bowing. Can't do that. They don't respect that. They want to deal with toughness. They want to deal with strength, and that's the only way you're going to make a deal with them. They are ripping our country to pieces. They're beating us economically. You know, China was going to take over in 2018. For 25 years, the economists will tell you. For 25 years, they've been saying China will overtake the United States in 2018. And it was happening. It was going to happen in 2018 until I came along. We doubled them up. We put taxes and tariffs on steel. They were dumping steel. We put 100% and 50% tariffs on steel. And we saved our city. The people that like me the most in this country are people that have steel, anything to do with steel, because we saved. We wouldn't have one open steel mill. If we had to fight a war, we need steel. If we have to fight a war with China, we need steel. You know who we need the steel from? China. Let's go. We're fighting a war with China. Let's buy our steel from China. How does that work? No, we did a great job. We did a great job. We had the greatest economy in history. We're crushing Biden in the swing states, in Georgia, in Arizona, in Ohio. We're up by a lot. We're up by a lot. And up by a lot in North Carolina, those numbers just came in. We're up by a lot in North Carolina, up by 8 points. A poll just came out a little while ago where I'm leading to sanctimonious in Iowa by plus 30 points, in New Hampshire by plus 32 points, and in South Carolina by 34 points. And a poll just came out in Ohio, the great state of Ohio. I love Ohio. Where I'm leading by 52 points and beating Biden by 10 points. 10 points. It's a lot. And I think it's time. And I say this from strength, not from weakness, believe me. I think it's time for Ron DeSanctimonious and so many of those other clowns on the stage. No, you had to see Iowa. They're speaking to people that aren't even listening. They're talking. They're waiting for me to, I have to say, they're waiting for me to come up. I spoke last. But they're waiting for me to come up. But for Ron DeSanctimonious and so many others that are wasting hundreds of millions of dollars that Republicans should be using to build a massive vote-gathering operation to take on crooked Joe Biden in November, because we cannot lose. We cannot allow our country to lose that election. If we do lose that election, I don't think we have a country anymore. I'll be honest. You see what's going on. Millions and millions of people pouring across our border, invading our country. They're invading our country. I put in legislation, and I put in many different things, but you have to be well if you come in. You can't be have a disease that you can give to other people. People are pouring across the border now. Disease-ridden people. People, again, and I said it, I say it over and over, people from mental institutions, from insane asylums, they say, please, sir, don't use the word insane asylum. Why? Because that's like Silence of the Lamb stuff. Are they coming into our country? People from jails and prisons, they're coming into our country, and terrorists are coming into our country. But they say, don't use these words. I say, we have to use these words. There was an article, and you may have heard me tell this story once or twice, probably. It's all. But an article in one of the newspapers where the people are right there. And it was about a psychiatrist, I guess you'd call him. And he was heading up a mental institution in a South American country, big country. And he said, you know, beautiful article in one sense, because he was a real hard worker. He said, all my life I've worked so hard. I've worked 24 hours a day. And I just worked so hard. I was so busy. We couldn't keep up with all of the people that had such difficulty. And now he was sitting there reading a newspaper. He had nothing to do. And they said, what's the difference? He said, all of our people have been emptied out into the United States. Think of that. Think of what that means. All of these people who are very ill, who are very sick, sick people. These are mentally ill people. They've been emptied out. Now, you take thousands of institutions like that, and they all are, because I know these leaders of these countries. They're very street smart. They're very smart people. They know what they're doing. We have — they're at the top of their game. We have somebody that's not at the top of this game, never was at the top of a game. Never was. We have a guy who's a dumb son of a bitch. And to allow this to happen to our country. Every dollar spent attacking me by Republicans is a dollar given straight to the Biden campaign, if he makes it. I don't know if he's going to make it. Who thinks he's going to be the candidate? So, ready? Are we going to be running against Joe Biden or somebody else, okay? Who do you think? I mean, just out of care. Okay, ready? Biden first. Are we going to be running against Biden? Are we going to be running against somebody else? Yeah, a lot of people feel that. See? I just saved $300,000 doing a poll. You ever see these pollsters? They interview 203 people. They charge you $700,000. And that poll is much better than a poll done by a pollster, in my opinion. The Republican Party must be united against the Marxists, communists, fascists, and globalists. I promise you this. If you put me back in the White House, their reign will be over and America will be a free nation once again. We're going to have a free nation. So we're thrilled to be joined tonight with some real warriors. And they've been warriors. I'll tell you, Mike used to stand out. We'd have rallies, and we'd do a lot of them outdoors. And we had one day, it was like 30 degrees. It was cold. We're freezing. And he's standing out there without even an undershirt. He's standing out there. And I didn't think his body was that good, to be honest with you. But he's standing out there freezing. Remember that? I said, what the hell? He's a tough guy. He's a warrior. You have two people here, current congressmen, Dan Muser and Mike Kelly. These are incredible, incredible people. And they're going to help us win the state, along with Fred Keller, a former representative. Come up here, will you, fellas? What the hell? We have all day, right? It's Saturday. We have nothing to do. We took an arena instead of — you know what we did? This was going to be an outside deal. Cost us a hell of a lot less money. But we said it's going to be 98 degrees. You know how hot it is outside? And we have all these beautiful people up front. And we said, let's do it this way. Come on up here, fellas. Come on up. Come on up. They're great people. These are fighters. They know how to fight. They're tougher than Democrats, but we have a lot of them that... We have a lot of them that aren't, unfortunately. Mike, say a couple of words, please.
He's unbelievable, isn't he? With all he's accomplished in his life, why is he willing to put everything on the line again to be president of the United States? It can only be love of country. He's a patriot. He's a guy that will do anything to make America great again. But it's going to take all of us to get him there. I'm asking you to put in your mouthpiece, pull down your helmet, tighten the skin strap and let's go out and win. Let's go win. Let's go win. Let's go. Let's go. This is Trump country. This is a Trump nation. This is your moment to save America.
Well, Pennsylvania, remember how things were when President Trump was president? Our national security was secure. Our border was secure. Gasoline prices were $1.50 lower. Energy dominance was on its way. The USA was on a roll. There was no inflation. Our economy was strong. And there was peace in the world. Are we going to make America great again? We're going to make the world great again by re-electing Donald J. Trump, the 47th president of the United States.
Pennsylvania loves Donald Trump because Donald Trump loves Pennsylvania. Donald Trump loves America. Donald Trump is the only person that can win, has proven that he's going to stand up for us and fight for us and win, win, win. Thank you, Mr. President. We're here for you.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Oh, why can't we have more people like that? Also with us, two really terrific friends of mine over the years, Ambassador Carla Sands. You know Carla from here. Carla, please. Thank you. Great. And a terrific man, a real war hero, Sean Parnell. He did fantastically in the world of politics. Thank you, Sean. In four incredible years under our administration, we achieved more than any president in our lifetimes. We've gotten great reviews, even from the people that don't necessarily like us, to things we did. We delivered the largest tax cuts in history, the largest regulatory cuts in history, and likewise, we built the greatest economy in the history of the world. No economy ever close. And we were leapfrogging China. They never got us in 2018. We were going at a level that they could never have caught. And I said, they never will catch us if we have a smart president. I kept my promise to the people of Pennsylvania and withdrew from the job-killing Paris Climate Accord with disaster. They just re-signed it, by the way. They just re-signed it. They just went back in on worse terms. It was so bad, so unfair to us. Good for other countries, bad for us. That's the usual deal. We unleashed Pennsylvania energy workers to achieve energy independence and very soon energy dominance for the first time in 60 years. Your energy people are getting decimated right now. You know that. We had gas prices at $1.87 a gallon. And after years, $1.87 and going way up. Watch what's going to happen. They're keeping it artificially low. They're taking our reserves, and they're keeping it artificially low. But artificially low is almost $4. After years of Washington betrayals of Pennsylvania workers, I ended the disaster known as NAFTA, in particular to Pennsylvania. The worst trade, the single worst trade deal ever made, and replaced it with the USMCA, the best trade deal ever made, they say, in this country. In fact, it's a deal so good that Mexico and Canada are now trying to renegotiate it with the Biden administration. Don't do it. We had to suffer with NAFTA for so many years. This is a great deal for us. Everybody knows it. I stood up to China like no administration has ever done before, bringing in hundreds of billions of dollars pouring into our treasury right directly from China. They didn't love me too much, but I got along with them. When no other president had ever gotten them to give anything, not a dollar. And when China targeted our farmers, as I told you before, we gave our farmers $28 billion right out of those tariffs that China was paying. Ron DeSanctimonious opposed my China tariffs, and he heartlessly opposed the $28 billion of money that was sent right into the pockets of our great farmers because of the Chinese abuse. You know, China abused our farmers. Very simply, DeSantis sided with the communists in China. I sided with the farmers of America. I think that's good. That's a good trade. A little known fact is that DeSantis, and remember this, when you start off a certain way, these guys will tell you, and they're the same. When you start off a certain way, they believe in low taxes. They believe in the same thing, so it's okay. But when you start off a certain way as a politician, you always go back to that. DeSantis strongly opposed a thing called Social Security, and he wanted the age minimum to be 70, raised up to 70, which is a long way. And he also wanted to obliterate Medicare. Now, he voted at least four times on Social Security to destroy it. He'll get back there. I don't know what he's saying now. I don't think anybody cares too much anymore. In fact, this speech has obviously been very effective because he's gone to hell. But I don't even know why I repeat it, to be honest with you. But, you know, when you kill a snake, make sure that the snake is dead. We created the most secure border in U.S. history, built nearly 500 miles of border wall, got Mexico to give us 28,000 soldiers. How about these lightweights? They said, oh, he never got Mexico to give money for the war. I got them to give us 28,000 soldiers free of charge for years. That's why we had the best border numbers in history. 28,000 free of charge. And I said to him, you've got to give us soldiers. No, 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 we will not do that. Oh, we will not do that. No, no, you have to give us soldiers for this because, you know, people are pouring through Mexico. You have to give us soldiers. Long border, one of the longest borders. So you have to give us soldiers. No, no, no. I said, but you will. No, no, we will not. No, no, you will. 100%. And a person from the State Department, a woman, a good woman, she was so used to being turned down from Mexico, by Mexico, for years he was turned down. They said, sir, they will not do that. I've been trying to get that for 25 years. I said, let me do it. I said, we'll get it 100%. What else do you want? And they said, remain in Mexico. I'll get you that, too. What else do you want? And we got all these different things, catch and release into Mexico, not into the U.S. So I said, give me your 10 hardest things. They gave me the 10. I said, I'll get all of them. So the man came in to represent Mexico, top guys right under the president. And again, I really do like the president. I like this gentleman, too. And I said, you have to give us 28,000 soldiers for the border. No, no. Well, he left. He thought I was like, is this guy crazy or what? I said, no, no, you'll give them to us. No, no, we will not. Why would we do such a thing? Because people are pouring through your country and they're coming in and they're poisoning our country. They're destroying our country. No, 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 we will not do that. I said, yes, you will. No, you won't. I said, here's the story right before me, and I had it. It was a Thursday. I said, on Monday morning, I'm giving you a long time, at 8 o'clock in the morning, I think it's at 8, you will be charged a tariff of 25% on all cars and all Mexican product coming into the United States. No, 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 that is not right. I said, no, it is right. Either we get the 28,000 soldiers, or that's what's going to happen. May I be excused? I'd like to call somebody. Who? The president. He called the president, came back in 5 minutes. We would be, he just said this, these words, sir, we would be delighted to give you 28,000. It would be our great honor. Be our great honor. So then you have all these dopes saying, he didn't get the money for the war. I got much more. I got much more. And we then negotiated where we had to remain in Mexico. They had to remain here. They would take people that we didn't know anything about. They'd go into the United States, would never find them again. I said, we want remain in Mexico. And we did that. We got remain in Mexico. And we deported illegal alien gang members, MS-13. By the tens of thousands, we got them out. We appointed over 300 federal judges and three great Supreme Court justices. And if you look at what's happened over the last, fellas, over the last 2 weeks, the Supreme Court has really, really done a job, including the fact that if you have great marks and you've worked hard and everything else, you're going to get into college, not somebody that's done very poorly and getting in for the wrong reasons, you know. Who thought that that was ever going to happen? Who thought that was going to happen? You're a great student if you deserve to get in there on merit. It's called the merit system. We're back to a merit system because of me because of the justices. And last year, those justices ruled to end Roe v. Wade. And now... Very tricky politically. You have to speak about it properly. Very tricky politically. And now pro-lifers have a tremendous power to negotiate, which they didn't have before the termination. This moves the issue. I want to talk about this issue quickly because this moves the issue back to the states where all legal scholars on both sides felt it should be. And like Ronald Reagan, I support exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. I support that. Rape, incest, and the life of the mother. And you have to go and be ruled by your heart. But I think it's very difficult to win if you don't support those exceptions. I do. I don't even know what you guys are doing. Maybe I don't want to ask. I don't know. But I think it's very hard to win if you don't support. Really, Reagan did it. I did it. I ran against Hillary. You remember that famous evening? I said she'd be willing to rip the baby out of the womb in the ninth month. And even she winced at it. Because remember this. The Democrats are the radicals on this issue, not us, because they're willing to kill babies in their fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth month, and even after birth. Even after birth, they're willing. So they're the extremists. And if you speak about this issue properly, and what you really have is now that it's been terminated, you have a tremendous power to negotiate something that's fair for everybody. But nobody wants to see babies killed, but nobody wants to see them killed in the fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh and eighth and ninth and after birth. So if you can turn that issue around, you're going to make that issue a great issue instead of an issue where we lost, because we had a lot of politicians running that had no idea how to talk about that issue. They were afraid of that issue. And these guys know how to talk about it, but you had a lot of politicians that didn't understand it. They knew we had a victory, but they didn't know how to handle that victory. And now they do. They are the radicals, not us. I fully rebuilt the U.S. military, created Space Force, defeated ISIS, and brought our troops back home. I was the president, first in decades, who didn't start a war. Remember, Hillary used to say, he's going to get us into war because of my personality, she said. He's got the personality type. No, I've got the personality type that kept us out of wars. But that was only the beginning. Here are just some of the bold agenda items that will immediately implement when we become 47th president of the United States, before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after we all together win the presidency. We will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. It will be settled. The war is going to be settled. I'll get them both. I know Zelensky. I know Putin. It'll be done within 24 hours. You watch. They all say, that's such a boast. It will be done very quickly. I will totally obliterate the deep state. We got to get it out. We did a big job. I got rid of Comey. I got rid of a lot of crap. But we will get rid of it. And I will say no to the 87 IRS agents who want to take your money, and much, much more than that, they want to weaponize the IRS, just like they've weaponized the Department of Justice and the FBI. I will end the disaster known as Bidenomics. You know, that was supposed to be a negative term. He liked the name so much, he's going around saying how wonderful it is. If you love inflation and a bad economy, let's go for it. Since taking office, Joe Biden has wrecked our economy. Home ownership has been pushed out of reach for millions and millions of Americans, with the rate of a 30-year mortgage up 150%. Think of this, 157% since I left office. Real wages collapsed 26 months in a row. And typical Americans have seen their incomes crushed by more than 6,000. That's the people in the room. Everybody. $6,400 a year income crushed since Biden took office. And that's having to do with many, many factors, many, many factors. But think of that, $6,400 a month's wages on average. And I have some slides brought out by some fantastic people. Where is Steve? Where are those slides? Where the hell are they? There they are. So we went up $6,400, and Biden lost $4,000. Think of that. Workforce participation falls after Trump leaves office. All you have to do is look at the lines. It's a disaster. Approval of the economy is three times higher under Trump than it is under Biden. Or sometimes we call him O'Biden, because I think maybe Obama is calling the shots. Mortgage rates are twice as high under Biden than they are under Trump. So the mortgage rates have doubled and going higher. Gas prices more than $1.50 per gallon more. Look at that chart. Look at that chart. It's crazy. Biden slashes oil production by 1 million barrels a day. You don't want that happening, but they want to go to that number. See what that number is? That's the worst number anybody's ever seen. They want to bring it down to zero. We're standing on liquid gold. We're going to repay our debt. We're going to lower taxes further. Anybody want these? Here, these are some numbers. As your president, I will quickly rebuild the greatest economy in history. We will stop Biden's inflation nightmare. I will end Joe Biden's sick crusade to destroy Pennsylvania energy. I will defend Pennsylvania energy jobs and will end the war on fracking. Fracking, big deal in Pennsylvania. We will again put America first to bring back the jobs to Pennsylvania. I will impose a border tariff on all foreign-made goods. We want our products to be made in American factories, not by factories overseas. We want American workers working. I will also pass the Trump Reciprocal Trade Act. So that would mean that if India, China, or any other country hits us with their 100 and 200% tariff, we will hit them with the exact same tariff. Right now, they don't do that. And I was all set to do it, and then COVID came in, and we had to do other things. To end the radical Democrat war on the American consumer, on day one, I will cancel all Biden's regulatory dictates on light bulbs, furnaces. Did you see that? You got to rip out your furnace now. They want to put an environmentally correct furnace that doesn't give any heat. Washing machines, dishwashers, shower heads, sinks, everything. We will gain total independence from China. I will hold the Chinese Communist Party accountable for unleashing that China virus upon the world, and they will pay in some form. And we will go back, by the way, to electric cars and gasoline cars and hybrids and everything else. You're going to buy everything, not you're going to be stuck. How about California today? They announced massive blackouts. And then they want to have all electric cars. They don't have enough electric to keep an air conditioner on. The whole state is blacked out, and they want to put all electric cars. These people, I'm telling you, I think they hate our country. We're going back to everything. If you want an electric car, you can buy them like the other 5% of the population. You want a car that you stay in for an hour and 12 minutes? You know what? Your single thought in, and a friend of mine has an electric car. And I'm not knocking him. Everything's good. Everything. You got to have a choice. Some people like it, some people don't. But he says, I get into an electric car, it's all charged up. After 10 minutes, the only thing I'm thinking about is where am I getting my next charge? It's very interesting. But if you want to go into a great industry, if Biden's plan ever went through, which it won't, I don't even believe it could, but it ever went through, if you want to get into a great business, all the men have got great business people sitting up here, great business people in this area is amazing. I know so many of them. If you want a good business with all electric cars, go into the tow truck business. Because you'll be towing people all day long. So crazy. So crazy. It's so crazy. I will immediately terminate every open border policy of the Biden administration. Under Biden, other countries are emptying out their prisons and their insane asylums and their mental institutions, as I said, and dumping everyone right here in the United States. Congratulations. I hope you enjoy the company of these wonderful people. Last month, an illegal alien in Lee County, Florida, who came in through Joe Biden's wide-open border, kidnapped a young woman outside a nightclub, took her to a nearby wooded area, brutally beat her, you read about this, and raped her while strangling and threatening to kill her. Before she escaped, then he tracked her down and went after her again. And in Tennessee last month, an illegal alien criminal with a long rap sheet of offenses was arrested after police found video of him drugging and violently raping at least 10 young boys, ages 9 to 17. Following the Eisenhower model, you know, Eisenhower was very tough on illegal immigration. We will use all necessary state, local, federal, and military resources. Because, you know, you're great police. You have great police in Pennsylvania, and your great police know where the bad ones are. They know them by name. You got to go local, you know. The federal government can help, but you got to go local, and they'll give them, and we'll get them the hell out of your territory here, because you just can't live this way, because these people are dangerous. They are dangerous. Again, the jails and the mental institutions are being emptied out. They're almost empty now. We will carry out the largest domestic deportation operation in American history. We have no choice. And we will use Title 42 to end child trafficking crisis by returning all trafficked children to their families in their home countries immediately. This month in North Dakota, a Syrian refugee allowed in by Barack Hussein Obama. Has anybody ever heard of him? Killed a 23-year-old police officer and injured two others very badly and an innocent civilian when he fired 60 rounds of ammunition from the back of his truck. When I'm reelected, we will bring back the Trump travel ban, even bigger than before, to keep radical Islamic terrorists and jihadists out of our country. And I wouldn't speak about it in the before situation, but look how that worked out. We went 4 years without virtually a problem, didn't we? Remember how bad it was? Thing called the World Trade Center, lots of other things. I wouldn't talk about it, but I will tell you now that we've served those 4 years, it was amazing how effective that was. To stop the Marxist prosecutors who release rapists and murderers while persecuting conservatives, I will direct a completely overhauled, and we're going to overhaul it with some unbelievable people heading the DOJ to investigate every radical district attorney and attorney general in America, Soros-backed, for their illegal racist and reverse enforcement of the law. On day one, I will sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content on our children. We want great schools that lead to great jobs and to great lives, and we want people that love our country. We want people to love our country. I will keep men out of women's sports, and I will sign a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. And I will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or a mask mandate from kindergarten through college. I will also continue my long record of standing up to Big Pharma. You know they don't like me, you know that. By creating a special presidential commission to investigate what is causing the decades-long increase in childhood diseases, autoimmune disorders, autism, obesity, infertility, and other chronic health problems. We're going to get to the bottom of it pretty fast. And just as I did for 4 years, and without fail, without waiver, I will fully uphold and defend our Second Amendment. Thank you. They want to defund our police, and then they want to take your guns away so you can't protect yourself. I will fully secure our elections, very importantly, and our goal will be one-day voting with only paper ballots. But until then, Republicans have to compete, and we have to win. This is what we must do to restore our country to greatness. We're not a great country anymore. We're a laughingstock all over the world with a man that can't speak properly, can't speak intelligently, has no idea where the hell he is. Together, we are taking on some of the most menacing forces and vicious opponents our people have ever seen. But no matter how hateful and corrupt the communists and criminals we are fighting against may be, you must never forget this nation does not belong to them. This nation belongs to you. You. This is your home. This is your heritage. And our American liberty is your God-given right. From Allentown to Johnstown, from Harrisburg to Pittsburgh, from Easton to Altoona to right here in beautiful Erie. I love Erie. You've been with me. They've been with me, Mike, right from the beginning. They changed. We stand on the shoulders of American legends who poured out their blood, sweat, and tears for our rights and our freedom. Pennsylvania is where our founding fathers declared American independence. A big deal, big deal. It's where the Army weathered its brutal winter at Valley Forge, where General George Washington led his men on a daring mission across the Delaware, and where our Union was saved by the immortal heroes at Gettysburg. So many places in Pennsylvania. Probably there's no other place like it. It is the place where generations of tough, strong Pennsylvania miners, factory workers, and steel workers forged the greatest nation in the history of the world. This nation belongs to you.